Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. So excited to hang out with you today. We are going to talk about something that's good for today and good for always. We kind of two minds with this. I'm a little sick of the whole COVID thing and talking about it constantly, but it's on people's minds. But I think you guys sometimes are over it as well. So we're going to talk about how to be more profitable during COVID. But the good thing is that is going to benefit everybody in all time. So we're going to try and do a good job of giving you guys concepts that'll help during this whole COVID crisis, but also that are going to work not during COVID. So really, I guess the title could be how to get more profitable or how to be profitable. Really should have been no matter what's going on in the world, right? As opposed, so we could certainly fill in the blank with COVID if you're listening now, but if you're listening to one of the recordings, certainly we're going to talk about just how to be profitable and things go nuts. So the problem is right now, the world is on hold and our ability to make money feels like it's in the hands of the world and just people around us and not us, right? The problem with that is, as entrepreneurs, as owners, as soon as we give anyone or anything outside of ourselves the power over our business's success or failure, we are done as entrepreneurs. We've ceased to be entrepreneurs. So if you're writing stuff down, that's probably the first thing you write down. Hey, Spencer, good to see you. Michelle and John, Rick Underwood, Lou's here, Leah in the house. Good to see everybody. Leah's here, one of our discovery coaches. Good to see you, sister. So again, if we're writing stuff down, the first and foremost thing we got to get as soon as entrepreneurs is we give anyone or anything outside of our business the power to dictate if we're going to succeed or fail, that's it. Call it a day as an entrepreneur. I believe our number one job as owners, entrepreneurs, is to kind of have a vision for what the world could and should look like, or at least our part of the world, and do everything we can to make that a reality. And as soon as we reverse those roles and let the world say, this is what you can have or can't have, or this is how this thing's got to work, we are no longer entrepreneurs, right? We're just people with hopes and dreams. Jason, good to see you, buddy. Benel, good to see you. All right. So that's the big cost. As an entrepreneur, it's everything, right? And whether it's COVID or we got sick or a key employee quit or somebody stole money for us, a vendor didn't pay, or whatever the case may be, as soon as we go, because of X, whatever those that thing in your life is right now, I can't, why? I can't, I'm no longer in control of my business. If and when you're willing to do that, you got to step down. We can't do it. Hey, Danny, good to have you, sister. Jessica is here. Can't get enough of Grow My Cleaning Company. Love the addicts. Good to have you. Daisy's here. All right. So here's a couple beliefs that we've got to get over right off of the bat. First of all, a lot of people kind of are worried. That's one of the things I love about you, Cleaning Nation, is you're just such good people, always concerned about others. And I love that. But we have to make sure that stays sensible and useful and helpful. So sometimes people think, you know, COVID means we can't make any profit, right? That's just, you know, that's kind of, again, if X, this outside thing, in this case, COVID, means Y, I can't make any profit right now. The reality is COVID means you have to stay more in tune with your client's pain. And this is something we should be doing and need to be doing to be successful all the time. Hey, Luciana, good to have you. And solve what they need now, right? So Michelle, oh, big hug for Michelle. So overhearing, I can't, right? Those are words that should just never come out of an entrepreneur's mouth, right? And because again, who wants to follow somebody going, I can't, we can't, I don't know, we just gotta wait, hold on, we'll see. Nobody wants to follow that. So as a leader, go, we can and we will. Here's what we're gonna do. Or because, right? So there's COVID's here, so I can't make money. Because COVID's here, we're gonna have to X, Y, and Z to hit our goals, to serve the people that we wanna serve, to make the financial rewards that we want. So COVID just means, and again, I'm also sick of hearing pivot, right? You gotta pivot, always we need to be in tune with what our client's pain is and focus 100% on solving that pain. When things get nutty, we just have to be clear on the pain and we have to double down on our communication. And really marketing is just a form of communication. It's just got to be more on point. So with residential, a lot of people go, you don't understand, Mike, we're out of business. People don't want cleaning right now. That's not the truth at all. People absolutely want cleaning just as much as they always did. they're just afraid that you're going to bring sickness into their house. So you have to double down on your communication, your marketing, your client attraction to help them understand that you being in their home is going to bring safety and health and wellness, not sickness, when everyone else is retreating, right? On the commercial side, some people are closed down. That just means we need to be clear on the pains of our customers, right? Or our clients, our prospects. And those are the ones that are open. And we need to make sure we serve that pain. So when we say things like, because of COVID, because of this, because of that, I'm stuck, you're stuck. When we say, because of this, because of that, because of COVID, I'm just going to have to find another way to make that happen. Now you're back in the leadership seat. Perfect. Moving on. Yeah. Albon says policy changes and learning about the changes, adaptability. That's exactly what I'm trying to say is adaptability. Good to see you, Cecilia. Good to see you, Aviv. All right. The next thing is, and this is a tough one because again, I love you guys, but we can take a good concept and twist it. Some people are thinking it's wrong to make profit while other people are suffering, right? Like everyone else, the world, the economy's crashing, everything's crashing. I got to stay home and die. The reality is it's certainly wrong to take advantage of other people's suffering, right? We don't fear monger. We don't charge extra and screw people. But when there are problems in the world needs disinfecting and sanitization, which is what we provide Clean Nation more than ever. When there are those people in the world, certainly we're not going to take advantage of them because they have a higher need, but it's equally, if not more wrong to ignore them, to have the solution and not solve it and not solve, not share that and solve other people's pain. So certainly we don't want to make additional profit or take advantage or do profiteering, right? Where we're like, hey, I bought, you know, a bunch of toilet paper for $1 and now I'm going to sell it for $10 because people need it. That's not okay. But if you happen to be a toilet paper retailer and that's what you do, well then yeah, we should be out there selling toilet paper. So when people need disinfecting sanitization, the goal is to serve at a higher level. That's probably going to come with financial rewards. I personally think you'll make more money if we're fair to people and treat them right now and don't charge, you know, kind of premium prices. But the reality is, it really comes to what you're looking to do. So if we are looking to serve people, you never have to worry about serving too many people. And that will typically naturally make you rich. There's no guilt in that, right? There is, if I say I'm going to take advantage of somebody, going to hurt somebody to my benefit, that's something we can feel guilty about. But the beautiful thing is Clean Nation, everything I know about you guys, you're not hurting people to help you. You're serving people. And that naturally helps obviously give you some money. So we've got to make that clear, fine distinction between I'm making money off of people's suffering. We don't do that versus I am making money by solving people's suffering, right? I'm helping them out of their suffering and that naturally comes with financial reward. That's okay. All right, another bullcrap thing. And again, the reason I'm diving so deep into these is they have a kernel of truth, right? So the problem is we take the true part and then we make a false kind of assumption about that. So like when I said, you know, the fear of COVID means you must make no profit. No. So we start with the truth, which is COVID's a big deal in the world right now. True. COVID is affecting lots of businesses negatively. True. Therefore, I must be affected negatively. Whoa, whoa, hold on. That's not true. So we go back and go, all right, well, a lot of my customers don't want me here. Maybe that's true. Therefore, I can't make any money. Oh, hold on. Now we're false again, right? So the reality is maybe customers just need more communication, more marketing, more love, a pivot in what you do. So we got to make sure that we're clear about not going truth, truth, false, right? COVID's a big deal. True. People are freaked out. True. Therefore, I can't make any money. Bull crap, right? So we got to back that up and only say true things. Same with the government shut me down. Not the truth. The government may have said in your city, your state, they may have put a stay in place order. True. They may have said, they really didn't say certain businesses couldn't operate. They said you couldn't have people in your you couldn't have an establishment where people came to, certainly not if they're going to be within like 6 feet or whatever, right? Well, the good news is from the cleaning industry, no one really has people in their establishment, right? So I'll give you an example in the gym industry, right? That's what they do. The government did say, you know, people can't come to your gym anymore. So they could say, well, the government shut me down. They could also say, we're going to do Zoom classes and help people, right? So what the government did say is certain people that may be your clients, they're going to shut down and those clients may not need cleaning today. Fine. They also said these people are mandatory and they're going to double and quadruple down on their cleaning. Maybe we focus there, right? With residential cleaning, they certainly didn't say residential cleaners can't go. They may have said most people said they're essential, which is huge. Other people may have said they're non-essential, which might mean we'll do exterior house cleaning or power washing, or we will find another way to serve our people during this thing. Hey, Jennifer in Dallas, oldie but a goodie. I miss you, buddy. Dallas and his wife, great people. So we want to make sure that we are kind of getting clear between the truth and the assumptions that we make, right? So the government said I'm not essential. That may be the truth. We could go from that and go, okay, therefore I've got to shut down. I can't make any money. False. Or therefore I'm going to have to modify how I serve my people to make sure I still make the goals that I want. True. So again, just because the government's made rules that can affect how you'll serve your business, it's up to you as the owner to figure out how you're going to serve your people during this time. So again, that whole belief about no one wants my service right now, that's kind of tied with, I can only charge what the market will bear, right? When it comes to profit, a lot of people are like, I can't charge. We already talked about, certainly we're not going to gouge people. That's not right. That's not fair. But we can certainly still charge profitable rates just like we always do. The truth is we need to understand our clients' pain. So what they used to pay for before was, I want to come home to a clean house. I don't want to have, my wife and I both work, and we don't have time to do the dishes. And I want you to relieve me of that pain. Well, now they're home. Maybe that's not the pain that they have, but the reality is they're like, I'm terrified I'm gonna get sick. So we just have to relink what we're doing with that pain, right? So like I said, we could do exterior house cleaning on the residential side. We could do cleaning while they're gone and disinfecting before you go. So you go, hey, you're still having the pizza guy come over. You know, I don't think anyone's come, no one is completely, because the Amazon guy's got to deliver stuff. We're still going to the grocery store. So they're still opening themselves to infection. But if you say, hey, we're going to clean everything while you're gone, you go to the grocery store, we're going to clean everything, we're just disinfect it before we go, you can help people understand, like, holy crap, these people are actually helping, right? So it's really just a matter of understanding your client's pain and finding a way to serve them. For commercial, back to work safe plans, some of our millionaire mastermind guys are doing that, disinfecting and sanitization, scheduling and plans and education, teaching employee safety, right? These are all additional services that we are going to bring more value to our people. The problem is most of the time it's just outside of our comfort zone, right? So we kind of like, well, I want to get paid the way I've always gotten paid without having to learn or change or adapt or at all. That's a problem. If you're committed to, I'm only going to serve the way I want to serve, then you're going to only get the results that those are going to bring. If and when you get to the point where you're like, hey, I'm here to serve my people, whatever they need, I'm going to find out a pain, I'm going to solve it, you will always be in demand. Hey, Ricardo and Lou and Val from Chicago, good to have you all here. All right. The reality is the market is always going to bear the value that you bring. So a lot of times people go, we're not able to communicate clearly how we solve our customers' pain, so we'll just charge less. I'm a huge advocate of, don't lower your prices, increase your value. People will always be happier paying more for a service that really delivers and provides than getting a deal on something that didn't work. So, and the sad thing is when we lower our prices, we lower our ability to provide an overwhelming money is where all that comes from, right? If we can pay better and have better training programs and better onboarding programs, and invest in uniforms and insurance and surprise and delight, all that comes from money. So the less we charge, the less we're able to blow our people away, and the less we'll be able to really understand what their pain is and solve it. The more we charge, the more opportunity we have to blow people's mind. Mark White, good to see you, buddy. You've been here. Mark's been starting to become a regular. Good to have a St. Louis friend, man. All right, so we've got to make sure that we are not connecting what we charge, i.e. our profitability, with what's going on in the world. Right? That's not the truth. Well, there's a coronavirus, so no one's making any money. As soon as you believe that, you're done. We want to connect the profit that we make, the profitability of our company, with the decisions that we make and the way that we solve our customers. So we might say, because of the coronavirus here, I can't make money the way I was. I'm going to have to help my customers bring value this way, X, Y, and Z, and that's what I'm going to do. And again, we've got this belief that no one's getting money right now. That couldn't be further from the truth. The reality is people have about the same money they had before. They're just spending money on what's important to them. Many industries are up, right? All the news channels, holy crap, they're killing it. We went to this place, we get sushi. We went, you know, for the drive out or whatever. We're waiting 90 minutes for them to deliver. They're slam packed. So in the restaurant industry, in the working out industry, and by golly, in the cleaning industry, there are people going, I'm starving, the COVID, I can't make any money. And other people are going, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I am crushing it. And I wish I could say, well, everyone in South Dakota is making money, but California's broke, or vice versa, whatever the case may be. It's not. It is the commitment of the business owner to go, I will bring value to the world, period. And I'm going to find out what that looks like. And it may not look like what it looked like 6 months ago. And hopefully it won't look like what it's going to look like 6 months from now. And we kind of have this thing licked, but I'm constantly going to bring value. So another one has fear of, you know, I can't raise prices right now in our coaching. We make sure everyone's profitable before we grow. It doesn't make any sense. A lot of times we have this false belief, by the way, my company's not profitable this level, but if I just, you know, once I grow, if I double in sales, then my same unprofitable clients will magically be profitable, right? We think overhead, like, oh, well, you know, I'll grow, but I won't need another van, or I won't need more equipment, or I won't need whatever. Couldn't be further from the truth. It is harder to keep overhead in check the larger you get. Multi-million dollar companies have a lot more need for overhead and layers of management and infrastructure that you just don't need. So all that to say, you have to be in control, making sure you're profitable. And it can be scary to raise prices right now on unprofitable clients. And again, we're not just randomly raising prices. We're making sure we're clear on who's profitable and who's not. And we're making sure that the unprofitable, and we price right. The reality is we don't have time or money. We all have limited time and money. And every penny and second that you spend on unprofitable accounts, you are taking time and resources away from the people that really need you, the profitable accounts. So it's really important that we make everybody profitable, we serve at a high level, and we cut the unprofitable accounts because they're taking up space mentally, emotionally, physically, financially in our universe that needs to go to the profitable people. So again, don't believe you can't raise prices right now, right? That's a false belief we got to kill. The coronavirus is going on and people are freaked out about money. True. Therefore, I can't raise prices. False. The coronavirus is going on. People are freaked out about money. Therefore, I have to make sure that I raise my value so high that just about any price that I would charge makes sense. Hey, Harjuan, good to see you. He's been another Mark and Harjuan been around lately. Good to see you both. And Val, of course, she says, increase our value. Love it. And that's always it, guys, gals. My least favorite ad is 20% off, $20 off your first cleaning, any of this stuff. My favorite ad is we will give you more service for the same, you know, product we've always done, right? Always up our value. Don't lower our price. Khaki says, preach, you know, I will, sister. All right. Another false belief is everyone's struggling. Just like we've kind of touched on before, I have been coaching Cleaning Nation through this. And again, it's, if anything, it's just divided. The successful seem to be more successful, and we've got people having their best months ever. And the people that were always looking for an excuse found it, right? And they're finding a way to really struggle. It has everything to do with the owner's mindset and their commitment to be flexible and adaptable and serve and succeed no matter what. So there's a good news and there's bad news to that. The bad news is it's your fault, right? So it's easier to go, Corona put me out of business. A lot easier to look ourselves in the mirror and say that, but it's not the truth. So that's the bad news, is we kind of have to own what we've done. The good news is you can change it. So if that was the truth, the coronavirus came, so all of us just have to go broke, that would be nice because it kind of let us off the hook, right? We could go, well, it's not my fault. Corona killed everybody. No way out of it. It'd feel better, but we'd still be broke. The good news is, even though we kind of have to look in the mirror and go, hey, what is it going to take? I'm the leader. I've got to make this thing happen. The good news is we can make this happen, right? It isn't 100% of the world is dying, either physically from the virus or financially from the ramifications. So this is kind of time for big boys and big girls to put on their mindset and go, this will succeed based on what I am doing. Catherine says, what kind of value in residential? And I think we went over it before, but I'll hit it again. We can do exterior house cleaning. We can do windows. We can do power washing. Again, the big thing I would do is, hey, everybody knows nobody's completely quarantined, right? Because we don't grow our own food. The trash man comes, the Amazon guy comes, we're going out to the grocery store. So no one's completely quarantined. We just pivot our value from, I'm going to clean your house and give you more time with your kids and maybe improve your relationship and lower your stress and make you feel better when you're home. That's great value. Normally during COVID, it might be something like, hey, you know that you and your kids are coming and going, right? You might be coming in contact with less people than before, but it ain't zero. So there's still a risk that you're going to get sick. We're going to come in and disinfect and sanitize. So when you're out, we're going to clean everything. So any disease in here, we're going to do our best to kill it. We're going to sanitize ourselves, our equipment, our materials, everything that we bring into your house is going to be sanitized before it comes in. We're going to sanitize your house when we go, kind of like mopping your way out, right? So as we leave, this house is going to be as sanitized as it can be. Really, we're just relinking right now, residential are linking you in their house with sickness. We just need to help them understand that if you guys are doing your job right, that you in their house is not sickness. It's actually health and wellness and disinfecting and sanitization. So that's the kind of value that we can bring. All right. The good news is, guys, gals, those of you who are mentally, who choose to be mentally tough, you're not just going to survive this. You are going to thrive. That's really it. The people that are going to win aren't going to win a little bit. They're going to win big. And again, we've seen that people, there's not a lot of people doing okay. We've had people do kind of having their best months, and people really, really struggling. There's not a lot in the middle. So if you are, in the group that says, I'm all in, I am absolutely going to succeed during this time. I just maybe need help on how, right? I want, tell me exactly what to do, but I'm in, I'm going to find a way to make this successful. That's what we do all day, every day. We are here. Our whole team is here. And we've been having, I think we had one of our best months ever in April, which I think is the worst of the coronavirus because of people like you who are like, I need time to get this. I need to figure this out. I need systems. I need processes. I've got time that I've never had to do it. So if you would like our help to do this, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. You can jump on the phone with one of our coaches that's happy to walk you through where you're at, where you want to be, see if we can help you come up with a plan to get there. But again, there's two people out there, and this is really only for half of them. For the half of you that are committed to Corona's in charge, I'm just going to curl up in a ball and wait and see. And by the way, we got a special episode coming Thursday. We're going to talk about if the wait and see works, but we'll leave that for Thursday. But if you are in the camp that says Corona, the government, things outside of my direct influence are going to decide if I succeed or not, no need to jump on a call with us. There's really nothing we can help you with until you kind of get over that. However, if you are on the other side, Benel says, I am going to thrive. Congratulations. So proud of you. If you are on the other side that says, I'm absolutely in, I just need help with systems and processes and proven strategies that work when I work, right? Nothing that we have that helps works if you don't, right? But if you're the person that says, I'm in, I'll do whatever it takes. I just need help with exactly what to do and how to do it and support and the mindset work. And I want that mindset. I just need help getting there and how to do it on my own. Maybe a lot of your friends and families out there are giving you the negative stuff. You are so welcome, Ashley. Such a sweetie. Her and her husband, Avery, are just the best. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. I promise you, you'll get on with someone that is positive, that knows that you can succeed, that has access to the systems and processes that will help you. But again, you've got to bring the, I can and will make this help. It's just, or make this work. I just need help on how it's going to happen. If you want to come with the, this doesn't work, and I just want someone to tell me it's going to magically fix itself, we're not the solution for you. So guys, gals, great to hang out with you. So glad that you're here. Again, you can make this more profitable. We've gone over kind of some specific things that you can try, but really if the mindset is bad, there's nothing we can do to help. And if the mindset's good, there's almost nothing that can stop you. So love you guys, Clean Nation. We'll try it again soon. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.